Blog Talk Radio.
Shit, I always forget that happens. All right. Hey, folks. Welcome to Tumbling with Tumbleweed. I am your host, Don Anderson, and I am here to engage you in witty banter and conversation for the next hour. Here's the thing. I started playing a online poker tournament, like, over an hour ago, thinking that, you know, I'd be no good, and I'd be out very early, but actually, I'm doing pretty well. Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. I'll actually tell you where I'm at here in the tournament info, if it shows it to me. I am actually, my current position is 8 out of 46 people. I believe we started with 180. I'm not sure, but that must be real interesting for you. So what I'm going to say is go ahead and give me a call at 914-338-1032. I'm going to go ahead and try to talk while I'm playing poker. We're there on break right now, but let me just talk a little bit about poker. I don't know if anybody out there plays online poker. If you play poker with your friends, I like to play poker with my friends a lot better than playing online because I like being face-to-face. And I like to see their face when I beat them. Pretty simple, pretty basic. If anybody's out there on the VGN soapbox, if you can let me know if you can hear me, let me know what's up, and that way I know what's going on. Let me just fold real quick. So I don't know if you play online, but I've been playing online, and to be honest with you, look, I play poker the way I want to play poker. You know what I mean? If I want to put money on 2-3 suited or even unsuited, if I want it, you know, whatever. If I want to do that, it's my prerogative, you know what I mean? If I put my money down, what do you care? And I've been noticing there's a lot of guys out here just like, oh, that was dumb. What are you doing that, you know? How could you do, you know, oh, I can't believe I lost to, you know, two pairs, twos and threes. Well, it's not my fault, you know. I play the way I want to play. You know, I'll do what I want to do. So, if you want to talk poker, we can talk poker for a few minutes here or whatever. The phone number is 914-338-1032. I'm actually waiting for Jason from the VGN show the other night. He's supposed to be calling in. As a matter of fact, he's texting me. While I do this. He's asking, you tell somebody when to call. Look, here's the phone number. Give me a call, like, anytime after 11. And then they text you and they're like, how about now? Anybody? No? No. So, anyways. So, I mean, these guys irritate me because it's just like, you know what, just leave me alone and let me play. If I lose, I lose. What do you care? You know, you don't care if I lose. You make fun of me if I lose, but if I win, then you're pissed. No, it's not my fault. You know? You got beat. You just got. Did you get got? So, waiting to see if Jason calls in here. I got ace-3 suited. Going to have to call that. I'm trying to lose my money, actually. That's what I tried to do like 20 minutes ago. I was like, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and lose my money. And that way, you know, whatever, fine. But I was doing so good, and then I was all mad. And then I was like, no, I got to get in here. I got to get in here and do this. So I'm doing it. You know, still no callers. 914-338-1032. I can also talk about I'll talk about poker throughout the whole night. So if you want to call in and talk about that, that's cool. We can talk about that. You let me know. You know. I don't think I will continue betting on this hand if somebody raises. Yeah, no, I'm out. See ya. I'll be tuning in and calling in. Okay, Jenna Hillis will be tuning in and calling in. So that should be interesting. But let's see, what can we talk about? What happened in the past week? Oh, I know. You want to know what happened? Patrick Swayze died. And Kanye West jumped out at the middle of the funeral and was like totally lambasting him. Everybody's heard that joke by now, right? Everybody's seen that picture. I'm not doing anything original here. I'm just a hack. All right, people. I don't know what you want from me. The pot is now 23,000. It just got split. I mean, really? Who is this dude? Who is Kanye West? Does anybody know? Does anybody know who Kanye West is? What does it mean when the hand has arrow on it? Anybody? Let's go ahead and me hit, I think I hit this button. No, wait. Do I hit that button? Because I'm pretty sure. What the hell, man? What do you do? How do you do this? I did this before. I answered phone calls. There we go. That should be it. Jason?
Yes.
No? Oh, my God. It is Jason. What's going on?
What's happening?
Nothing, man.
What's the question you're asking about who? Kanye West?
No, I wasn't asking you about that. I was just saying, I mean, you can answer. Who is this guy? I know he's like a singer. Does he sing?
Yeah, I guess he sings. He's an artist.
An artist. Bullshit. Fuck that. Everybody hides behind artists. Everybody's like, I'm an artist. Screw you. All right? You're not an artist.
He doesn't like President Bush. I know that.
You're right. I remember that one. That was funny. Damn it. I just got screwed. I can't believe I bet that much. Okay. Oops. They were waiting on me. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm out.
You're out.
So he's a singer, or is there any, he likes fish? I know that, right?
He likes fish?
He's a gay fish? You ever seen that episode of South Park?
No, I don't watch South Park. I don't watch TV. Back in Florida.
All right, whatever.
I
you
got
know,
busted.
You got busted with a TV on, and I said, you can't have TV anymore.
I got busted with a leak of cable, so no TV.
They kind of blacklist you after that. Like, screw this guy. He's done.
Caught up on all my movies, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Play a lot of video games. I know how it is.
Absolutely, yes.
And watch a lot of church shows on Sunday. I was going to make a point about this
Kanye West.
This douche. Who? Hey, look at me. I'm just going to come up on stage. I'm going to interrupt people. Screw you. You know, if I was at Taylor Swift, girl, I would have been like, as soon as you grabbed the microphone for me, I would have, like, ripped it back from me. Like, who do you think you are? Get the hell out of here. But then again, it's a video music award. How sucky is that? You know, it's not even like I want a VMA. So?
I didn't get to watch that.
All
right. You heard Patrick Swayze died, right?
Who, what?
Patrick Swayze, man.
Yeah.
A little shout out there, Mr. Dirty Dancing. Huh?
That's what started my whole Kanye West thing. I was like, I don't know if anybody heard this. I said, I don't know if anybody heard this, but over the past week, Patrick Swayze died, and Kanye West interrupted his funeral to let him know that Michael Jackson had the better funeral.
I forgot you got a bit going. I gotta remember that.
Not even mine, dude. That's so hack. I was just. It's been all over. I've seen it. It's up at the website at VGN Radio for anybody who wants to go out to VGN Radio. All like five of my listeners. Five of them.
Five of them listening right now.
I have no idea, to be honest with you. There could be. Jedi Hillis says he'll be tuning in and calling in, so we'll see what that is about.
How many callers can you take? Like two or three at a time, or
switchboard allows me to have five people on at one time.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane around here. That's what we do at Blog Talk Radio. We talk about the U.S. We talk about poker, and how about some football? Do you like? Oh, you don't have TV, so you can't watch football.
I watch it at work.
Oh, okay.
I watch it at work, or I'll go to the neighbors or whatever.
Yeah.
I watched it Sunday. I watched that debacle.
You know what? Oh, shit, they switched my tables. Don't put me with that asshole again. He's not here. I forgot what I was going to say again. Yeah, I mean, go figure. That's what I was going to say. For anybody, I don't know. I don't understand that. Yeah, don't worry about that, Jedi. You're not going to worry. Don't worry about throwing my groove off. I just threw it off myself because I'm trying to play poker at the same time as talking to Jason. And that's what I want to do. Is anybody who actually listens to the show and hasn't heard VGN from the past Sunday, this is Jason. Jason Corver. I can use your last name whether you like it or not. Now they know where to find me. Shit.
Yeah, that's all right. Everybody knows. I'm on Facebook, so whatever.
Okay, fair enough. Jason and I went to school together. We went to high school together with Kevin Baird. And when I met Jason, he had a different last name. It was really crazy. He doesn't even remember it. He doesn't even know nothing about it. Huh?
McCarthy.
Right, right. And there were two Jason McCarthy. And one was a little fat dude. And the other one was Jason Korver, who you can see on video. I think those are what, at BGN Radio or at
YouTube.
Yeah, I'm in there. Everybody knows. Everybody knows I'm a stupid thing. I'm going to start filming, like, little 30-second movies on my phone. I tried to do it. I got so bored the one day. That's what I was doing. I'm, like, pausing it and setting myself up this summer. He was a man all alone in a house. How do I get out of this place? He had nowhere to run. Where's the door? And I'm just screaming and stuff. It was a good time.
My mother saw that for the first time today.
She saw the video of you and him?
Yeah, she'd never seen him before. I only told her to watch the one and not the other ones. Because they were a little, not her taste, so.
which one did you tell her to watch?
Oh, she watched the Kiss Shopping Network.
Oh, okay. That's why you mentioned it.
Yeah, that's the classic. Yeah. I love that. I watch it. It's over and over. I watch it over and over.
For anybody out there, you have to see these videos because you got to watch the Kiss Shopping Network. There's some of the greatest lines in history in BGN, and we've used those during our shows. We've had people actually write in and be like, "What are you guys talking about with the Indian bone? You know, with the drum, with India and the thing that you you hit it, the beater? Yeah, the beater. The beater's made of bone." Or whatever you said, I don't even remember. It's been so long. You know what I mean? Wow, that's three knives for $300. I don't know how that breaks down. $100 a piece? Right. There was nothing going on that night. There was nothing crazy going on that night. It was just three dudes hanging out. That's hanging out, doing what they normally do. Yeah, that's great. But, So you watch the Sunday game. I don't want to talk about the Browns because look, here's I'll tell you what. I'll let you have a take on the Browns in a second here. I'm coming from a Cleveland fan. I am a completely diehard true Cleveland fan. I live in Columbus, but I hate it here. I want to go to Cleveland. What's in Cleveland? Absolutely nothing. But I want to be there because I love absolutely nothing. And you know what I mean? I've survived so many winters there. I mean, really? Yeah. If you could do that, and now they're so short, they're only like a week long, and it's not that bad, you know.
I'm coming back, so I got to come back to it, to nothing.
Yeah, you got to have nothing. Are these anti-500? Holy shit, I didn't even notice. The blinds are now 250, 500 with an anti of 50. Look, the Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns. Everybody's going to make fun of them. Everybody's going to talk shit about them. Everybody's, you know what I mean? Because they're the Browns and they deserve it. I'm completely there with you. I understand they are crap. Ever since they came back, they've been crap. Yes, they had that fluke playoff run. You know what I mean? Where they got the first game and Pittsburgh handed it to them. It was like, here you go. Oh, by the way, here's your ass back. Ever since they came back in 1999, it's just been crap. There's nothing they could do. It's just messed up. And how do I only have? Okay. And so you know what? Basically, I'm taking the point of show me, don't tell me. Like once you start winning, and once you start, I'll support you. I'll sit here and watch you every week, every weekend. I will watch the Browns, and I love to watch the Browns play football. I do. I really do. I love football, and Cleveland is my team. That's my team. But you know what? I'm a realist, and they suck. They have sucked, and they probably they might just always suck. I mean, Derek Anderson had a good year because nobody knew. Because nobody knew. You know what I mean? And only time will tell. But
Story of their lives, time will tell.
Show me, don't tell me. Don't tell me what you're doing and what you're going to do and what you're going to do. Just go out there and play. Play on the field. And if you win, great. If you start losing in the second quarter, hey, I'm the guy that's raising his hands up going, I fucking knew it. I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it. So, is this guy going to bet a lot? That's $1,500. I don't know.
What do you got?
The river, I got ace three, but he's got, I mean, I don't know what he's got, but I got a fold. The flop was 9-5-6-3-2, so if he had a four, I was screwed. And
yeah.
The chances of him having a four are pretty good, so I'll just, yeah, I'm folding on my 10-2 offsuit, in case anybody cares, if anybody wants to know. So what do you, so go ahead. Now, I went ahead and I vented real quick, and I could vent some more, but I'm not going to, because I did that on the sports show, I think, before falling asleep this past Sunday.
Well, I really don't have much to say about the Browns or...
Yeah, now you're a Browns fan?
Well, I mean, I'm from Cleveland. I've not really been in the football scene for a long time. I'm mainly straight out baseball.
I can't do baseball
down here. Well, I mean, there's baseball down here pretty much 9 months of the year. So
it's pretty much 9 months of the year everywhere.
Well, spring training and whatnot.
Right, I got you. You got spring training stuff. You got Chainlinks Park.
Yeah, so I get to, I don't know, I'm more of a baseball fan. I hate the Bucks, for one. I'm not a
Buckeyes?
Bucks fan. Not Ohio State. I'm talking in Tampa Bay.
Oh,
in Florida. So, yeah, so we have to go off the line a little bit here and talk. The Bucks have always been my least favorite since John Gruden, Super Bowl that he supposedly won for them, but it really wasn't his doing. It was Tony Dungy's, and we all know that story. But
yeah, right. Whatever. So you're not that much of a fan. You're more of a baseball fan.
Yeah, I'm more of a baseball fan.
I am not talking about the Indians. I'm telling you that right now.
Oh well, no.
I was a pretty big baseball fan. Not really. No, I shouldn't say I was a pretty big baseball fan. Back in 94, 95, I started getting into baseball, and I gave up on it a couple years ago because all this stupid, you don't know who's juicing,
I hear you.
Everything's, you know, the Yankees are always winning because they can just buy whoever they want, and there's no cap, and there's, you know what I mean? It's just a free-for-all, and it's like, it's not that cool. I like watching the game, but you never know who's where or who's doing what. You're just like, what the hell? Who's going what? You know? At least football, you know what's coming. You know?
You got a good point. Yes, you do. Baseball is more of a...
Because football, you're waiting months and months and months. You sign somebody. They're playing for your team. They're not leaving halfway through the year. You know what I mean? They're pretty much there. That's why you signed them. Not so you could be like, well, I didn't like you. I'm going to get rid of you in half the year. You know?
Well, I mean, if they can better their team and get the opportunity to better their team, you know, halfway through the season, like, I would take that opportunity. So what? The season's so long, though.
What? Oh, the baseball season.
I mean, that's why, you know, I mean.
But not football.
Football.
You're not signing. That's what I'm saying is with football, you sign people throughout that whole off season. And you know those are the guys that you know what I mean? It's like it's building up. The anticipation is building up. Like, ooh, we got this guy. We got this guy. This guy's coming back. Oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. You know what I mean? With baseball,
right.
They're like, okay, here's our whatever, starting 20 or whatever. And or however many, you know what I mean? However many in the lineup. And not in the lineup on the field. I mean in the dugout and everything.
40-man roster.
Okay, the 40-man roster. And, you know, you get – and it's like – you don't know who's going to go down to AAA. You don't know who's going to come up from Buffalo. You know what I mean? You don't know who's going where. And that's what they do all year long. It's like, oh, they sent somebody down to single A, and
right.
They brought up somebody from double A to replace the guy from AAA who went down to first A, double A, 6A, HIVA. You know?
I know. I'm sorry. I can't explain it to you, but I dig it.
No. I understand. No, I understand. The love of the game. Dude, do you go in on ace two off suit?
Well, no, I wouldn't.
If I wouldn't, man, I hate you. 7,000, he bet. I hit ace two. I didn't see the flop. There was no flop. It was 7,000 pre-flop. It's insane.
Did you go in?
No, you said don't.
Yeah, okay. Good.
I had 8-2.
That's like the worst suit that you can get. Ace two, if it was suited, I would be like, yeah, maybe, but
I'm going, oh, I got pocket tens. Pocket tens.
You can do that.
Pocket tens. The anteaters, 300, or no, the blinds are 300, 600. King 2-8. Is this cheating? Is this illegal?
What? That's not helping you?
King 2-8. He just bet 2,900. I got a pair of tens.
Calling it, fuck him.
I'm calling it, fuck him. Oh, dude, this dude just raised it. Fuck it, I'm in. Five comes up a diamond. If I get another diamond, I can get a flush. I got a potential. This is great. Go ahead and talk about something, Jason, while I'm playing poker. Fuck it, I'm going all in. Everybody's in. Nine king. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Oh, no, he got it. We shared it. We split it. Damn it.
What do you have?
We had the same thing. We had flush, but he had a higher flush than I did, so I only won the one sub pot that he wasn't involved with. King four. Okay, never mind. We're not talking poker. So we're talking baseball. We're talking football. I had a couple topics written down.
Hockey. I'm looking forward to hockey. That's for sure.
You know, I used to be into hockey so much, and then I even played it. I was playing it all the time. I mean, there was a couple years there where I was like leaving a hockey game to go play soccer in the same night. You know. And puking at every one of them. And just being sick all around. Remember when we played soccer? I don't even remember when we played soccer. I know we played soccer.
Yeah, you played indoor soccer.
We played indoor soccer. And I remember you, me, and
Mike
Tom.
Mike Forster.
Whatever that douchebag's name was.
Yeah, Mike Forster.
Yeah, he was an idiot. And,
he didn't like you.
I wonder why.
Funny.
That's what happens when somebody who's correct tells you what to do, and he doesn't, you know, he didn't know what he was talking about.
You like Donnie or you don't like Donnie.
Huh? Oh, yeah, you either like me or you don't, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. No, we played indoor. It was you, me, and Pack, and Vicky. Vicky played, didn't she? From Vicky and Bean?
Yeah, she did.
Tom and I, we played, and I was number 6, and he was number 9, and we always stood next to each other. We purposely did that with our high school, because we were in high school, so that was, hey, dude, we're 69.
Wasn't there always, Oz always went to the game?
Dan got thrown out. Dan used to get, yelled at and thrown out. Fun stuff like that. But,
yeah, hockey's good.
I like hockey, I just got to go. I kind of lost track of it.
I said I gotta find a new team.
Who, you?
Yeah, because the Lightning, I followed the Lightning and they won the championship in like 2004. And then just like now, they just fell apart. They're like, they traded all these players and now they're down to shit. It sucked last year. That was terrible. Whatever. I like the Blue Jackets. They're getting better as the years go by.
They are getting better. That is true.
They can,
Ohio team.
Yeah, well, they're south, so let's hopefully the curse don't go down that case. The Reds aren't too bad. You know, the Reds aren't too bad all the way south down there. So, well, they were, but weren't. But, you know, they had their time, so. You never know.
Oh, my God. Pocket fives. He called 3,700. Am I in? Let's go. Screw it. I don't care.
I would check.
I did it. I went in. I don't care. I got 15,000 left still. Anybody wants to call 914-338-1032. We'll take you on for a minute or two. Give us something to talk about. Ask a question. Jason and I did go to school together. I don't think we ever worked together. We never had the same job somewhere. I worked at the Wendy's on Lorraine Road. Work at the one in the mall?
In the mall.
Yeah.
And then at Matthew Walk.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you okay, cool, Jedi. Go ahead and call him whenever. That's right. Yes, and yeah, you remember there with Kevin Baird. Remember that mullet he had?
Yeah.
He says I used to have a mullet. Did I have a mullet? I didn't have a mullet. I had bangs. Is there a difference between bangs and a mullet?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? When you have like long hair that comes down the sides and stuff and you just cut the bangs out. Like the 80s metal bands, you remember that?
That's true, yes, yes. But you did shave the sides of your head one time, didn't you?
That was a mohawk. That was the Faith No More. That's when everybody was doing shaving just the sides. And then I just kind of progressively went more and more and more until the next thing you know, I was 10 jacks suited, and they're betting 6,500. Do I want to go in? That's a good question, isn't it?
I would.
Yeah, what do I care? I got nothing to lose. Yeah, that was just a shot. Yeah, I just shaved my. He's got 4 ace suited.
No.
Son of a
bitch. Really?
3, 7, 6, king, spades, king, 2 pair. He wins.
Wow.
That's all right. I'm just going to lose this game so I can get out of it. That way I can go outside and smoke. I don't even know anything else. Do you remember, you never went to any adversary shows. Can't talk about
I went to, I went to the one on the Valentine's Day show.
Who did?
Down in the flats.
Who did?
You.
Adversary?
You don't fucking remember that?
Or was it Turnbuckle? No, because it had to be Turnbuckle.
No, it was Turnbuckle, that's right. It wasn't Adversary.
Adversary didn't play in the flats. Or, well, we did.
It was the same guys, so it really didn't matter. It was
pretty much the same
Adversary. Adversary long coming. We just wanted to change our names.
Right. We just figured we'd get back together after Tom went to college, and we had a big argument, and, kicked him out of the band and went through all this stupid bullshit. that's what happened. It's like he went to go to college, and, like, all this stupid shit happened. And then, so we broke up. You know, it was dead. There was we couldn't get anybody to replace him because he was so awesome. And, which
Phenomenal guitar player.
Tom,
phenomenal.
Tom, he is.
Absolutely.
I will tell him to his face. I've told him plenty of times. I believe I've told him plenty. I know I thought about telling him. I don't know if I really did or not. I just went all in on 10-3 suited. And there's the 8-9-10 on the flop. So I got, a high pair. He's got 8-queen. So he's got a pair of eights. I just won. He just won.
Good.
What did he just won? With a straight queen high. Good. I'm out. No, I don't want to play in another one. You fuck sticks. Oh, good. That means I can finally log out of this and talk. So we broke up. And we weren't playing. Obviously, we weren't playing anymore. And one day, I went over to Adam's. And I called Adam, or I was talking to Adam, and I'm like, hey, dude, you know how to play Ace Frehley's Rip It Out? He's like, yeah, I do. And I was like, let's play that. And we played it. And I said, that was pretty cool. Let's tape it. So, Jedi, don't call right away. I'm going outside to smoke a cigarette. So we played it, and we taped it. And I was hanging out with Tom one night. I was like, here, dude, check this out. And I put the tape on for him, and he was like, it's pretty good. Who is it? I'm like, me and Adam. And he's like, it's you. And I'm like, yeah, because I never played guitar. I was always a singer. So I never played guitar. So here I am. I'm like, check this out. And he was like, that's pretty cool. I was like, dude, if you want to just get together and just, like, jam cover tunes, and you know what I mean, just get together to have a good time, let me know. So we did. And then next thing you know, we're like, you guys want to record a record?
Make an album.
We did. We had that first one. It's got 6 songs on it. It's nothing to shake a stick at. But it's something. I can't stand listening to it actually right now anymore. The second one we did, we never released. I can actually listen to that one because I like it better. Because this one we started getting harder. But
I had a copy of that show that you guys did at Turnbuckle down the flat. Yeah. I lost that. But that was a good show. You guys did fucking awesome.
Audio, video?
Yeah.
Do you remember if it's audio or video?
No, it was video. And I had an audio, too. I had a CD.
Right on.
Or I think it was a CD that Kevin made or something.
Oh, yeah.
But I lost video, so.
I think that was one of the things I wanted to do. I was telling Barrett, I was like, I want to get, like, our demo tape from Adversary. All the stuff, like, a live show, a really good recording of a live show, and, like, all these other songs that we've done. And get them on, like, a CD. But now Tom's in at no end, so he don't care. He's like, I don't care about your turnbuckle shit. So, I feel like somebody...
Rock stars, man.
I was, dude. I signed autographs. You know my favorite subject. Hello. If my neighbor wanted it. You know my favorite subject to talk about is me, anyway, so...
Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody's calling. I put my cereal for nothing.
I hear a beep from now and again.
Do you? It's probably somebody calling you. It's probably one of your friends calling you going, dude, I'm listening to you on Blog Talk Radio.
I can't believe
it. I never knew. I try telling people about this, but nobody listens. And I don't blame them. It's actually, I mean, I had Kevin Rahm on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he came on drunk. Kind of good. Kind of went crazy.
So I guess
didn't even go crazy.
That's funny.
According to Kevin Rahm, like, according to, like, normal standards. Oh, that was mild. It was very mild. But annoying nonetheless. You know? But whatever, people liked it. Kevin Baird liked it. I don't know if anybody else liked it. But
Kevin Baird listened?
Yeah, of course he does. He calls in sometimes. He doesn't want to hear you say I don't.
I know.
So if anybody else wants to call in and join the conversation, ooh, somebody's on the thing. Oh, I got to go answer it. Woo-hoo. Jesus, man. Let's go see who's calling. I believe it might be Jedi Hill. Let's see. What does it do, like, when you call it? You hear what I'm saying, right? So he hears what I'm saying. Somebody's hearing what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure that's it. So I think... hit this button and I say, hello, welcome to Tumbling with Tumbleweed. We will now connect you with the host. Hello?
Hello.
What's up, Jedi?
What up, Don?
Nothing.
What's up, Borber? Haven't talked to you before.
What's Jake happening? Borber.
With a K. Did you say Borber?
No, Korber.
Oh, Korber. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
That's right.
Yeah, Jason Korber.
Yeah.
This is Jedi Hillis.
Yeah.
Friend of the show,
yeah.
Co-host on many, you know. Do you know? You don't know.
No, I don't know.
I'm the guy that does the tribute shows. I don't know if you ever listen to those, but
I haven't. I've been kind of out of touch for a few years, so. So
yeah,
I
you know what, have you heard? Did you hear this from this past Sunday, Jedi?
No, I didn't listen to it live. I'm waiting for it to come through the iTunes feed.
Okay. Yeah, because when I came on, I made a quick reference to the last time I talked to Jason, and just to prove or to show how in the dark he is about everything that's going on. The last time I talked to him, I had just gotten married.
I did hear that part.
and this is the first time I talked. And it's like, hey, Jason, you know, the last time I talked, he's like, hey, Jason, what's up, man? I got married. Oh, wow, great. Now he's calling, you know, now I talk to him. I'm like, hey, Jason, yeah, I just got divorced, man. Hey, all right. So,
yeah.
Life
and
times of Don Anderson. Well, you know what, Jason? I actually almost did a segment for you on the tribute show. And the reason why is because, like, I think you've been on the show, like, two or three times, and you've said, like, three sentences the whole time you were there. So I was going to do, like, a best of Jason and then have you, like, on there and then just have you being, disconnected into your answering machine. That was going to be it. But I didn't know that was the old episode, so I didn't do it. But.
You haven't heard this past Sunday show, and when you do, oh, trust me, you will have material.
Great.
It's a positive fact. You will definitely have material because that was great. So anybody out there who doesn't listen to VGN Radio, go to VGN Radio, VideoGameNews.com.
Yeah.
and listen to the podcast on there, VGN Radio.
I have my moment, so.
Midwest Wasteland, Cleveland Sports Radio, the Don and Don Show, the D&D Show. What else do we support around here? My Take Radio, Blog Talk Radio. Kuma, what's up? Yeah, what's up? I don't know.
What's up, boys?
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for him to sing, so, you know. I'm like, hey, Kuma, what's up? Hey, what's up? Okay, cool.
Gonna call in.
Yo!
Yeah.
That's how you know it's a Kuma.
Yeah.
Yo!
Yeah, yo! What's
yo.
Up, man?
You got
My
it.
My Take Radio. I don't know what it, oh, Kevin's Oblast Radio. That's recorded on Mondays. I listened to a couple of those. But those are all the shows that we're all related with. Some of us more than others. Just because I got a lot of free time on my hands. I got nothing else to do except for put the kids to bed. All right, children, it's time to go to bed. Okay, Danny, where's the rag? Here it comes. Kevin had just started listening. He was at the gym. Of course he was at the gym. The dude goes to the gym when nobody's there, like 10 to 11. I'm going to tell everybody. He goes to this gym at this time, and he's always bench pressing 250.
I don't know how he goes to the gym that late and can still, like, wake up for work in the morning. Because I've gone to the gym late before, and I'm like, up for hours afterwards.
He doesn't sleep. He sits down and watches news channels and gets all this information. I mean, that's it. He's like, it's like one of those serial killers in a movie. You know, they go into their seedy apartment. He's got a nice house, so it's not like a seedy apartment.
The chocolate house.
You go in the chocolate house, and I mean, you're going to trip over something. But it's all cool stuff, like controllers and game systems and stacks of video games and a pop machine and all kinds of stuff. But
that's funny.
I forgot what I was saying. He's like one of them serial killers. You go in there, it's all dark, no lights on and stuff, and all you can see is like the glow from the TV. He's just hanging right down in front of it, eating chips.
Sitting in his underwear.
Yeah, he'll tell you what. Hey, what's up, man? What are you doing here? I'm like, oh, Kevin, what are you doing? Just watching CNBC. You know? I mean, that dude knows everything. That dude used to tell me stories and freshman year of high school. He would tell me all this. Ugh. I'll tell you what. You know who turned me off on all the political talk and all the religion talk and all that stuff? Kevin Baird.
He turned you off to it?
Oh, my God, because he would tell me all this stuff, and I'm just like, dude, what? I was so confused. I was just like, I can't, no, I'm done dealing with this stuff already. I'm like 16, 15, whatever. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Can't, you know.
See, you guys, I'm the only religious guy that ever comes on this show, and you guys have talked way more about religion than I have in the 5 years that I've been guesting on there.
So. I mean, and look who does all the talking about it. You know what I mean? It's always the two Beard brothers.
Right.
The guys don't even want.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
It's good material, though, you know.
Yeah. No. It's funny.
Through all the blasphemy, you know.
Yeah. You know, hey, he forgives. He forgives. I don't know if he's right.
I'm the least, like, offensible person that, I don't know, that's out there, I think, but.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say something before I forget. I caught up on your old shows. I was listening to them yesterday as I was going to sleep. The night before, and I was listening to the one with Kevin Rahm, and that was a scary show, man. I was going to bed, and he was playing those, like, demon noises in the background and talking about ghosts, and I was like, this is kind of freaking me out now, you know, it's kind of late. But that dude has the same birthday as me. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
July 7th.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy.
7th day of July, 1777.
Okay, well, not 1777 for me.
All right, well, you never know. That's when Abigail the Fay was born.
That's
King Dom. Kevin's writing it. He's like, seriously, I'm dull as dishwater compared to Brian Baird. Nobody is like that guy. You're right. Nobody is like him. Brian Baird is one of a kind. And, we used to all work at Wendy's. And we went to the record store one day, and we came back through the drive-thru, and there's this dude that worked there, Brian Eli, and we all hated him. And Brian just pulled up to the drive-thru, and we were like, oh, what are we getting, Frosties? Are we getting cookies? Are we getting what? And Brian just goes up to the thing, and, like, what? And it was Brian Eli on the microphone. He's like, well, the Wendy's got to help you. And or somebody, I don't even know who was on it. And Brian's just like, yeah, could somebody give Brian Eli a blowjob? The dude's too tense. And just took off. And not even fast. Didn't even, because it's not like you can go fast in the car. I mean, you can't really take off fast. And plus, you're going to pull around and they're going to see all three of us in there because we're driving past the window. And, yeah, it was just, it was kind of funny. It was just like, you're, what the, yeah, okay, well, it's true. Okay. Yeah, he does need one. So, yeah, so, you just, yeah, you caught up with the other shows, Kevin Ron, Law, yeah, that was rough.
That was
fun. And
funny.
Jackal writes in and says, yeah, VGN is very soothing when you're trying to go to sleep. Or tumbling. Tumbling with tumbleweed, actually, would be soothing. I pride myself on putting people to sleep.
No, your show is fun, man. You think that you like sound all bad when you're by yourself, but you're not, because everybody thinks you're interesting, so it doesn't matter if you're talking about nothing.
Did you hear me playing poker? I was totally playing poker. I couldn't take it anymore. I had to just throw all my money in. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I didn't do too.
No. I didn't mean to hijack your show. Anyway, I have your guest on, so I'll just sit here in the background.
Oh, no, you're cool, man. The more people, you know, can, right. You know, it's all good. Kevin says he lit the cat on fire and tried to say it fell in the ashtray. I guess Brian lit the cat on fire. I don't even know yet. Kevin's allergic to cats. That's probably why they had one. Here, man.
He's allergic to
him. Fluffy wants to say hi. Throws him on his face.
But Jason, when did you meet Don?
Ninth grade, Mr. Jingo's.
Yeah, he was in the work class, the extra dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Go ahead.
That's
sorry,
where I
met back.
No.
Nice.
That was I didn't really talk to Donnie that much in high school. Kevin was my hero, so to speak. Exaggerating a little bit.
What are you talking about? You didn't hang out with anybody in high school.
Well, yes I did. Shut up.
Oh yeah, you hung out with all them other people that you were like that dude you were talking to earlier tonight.
Oh,
I don't know if this
was. Yeah, that was towards the end. That was towards the end of high school.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Alan Tudor, Brian Burks, Mario Caruso's. Kevin says he lifted weights with Kevin Rahm at 3 a.m. while he was drunk, while they were both drunk. I mean, obviously Kevin. I don't know.
I thought I heard some story about Jason like throwing up incessantly one time. I thought Brian was telling a story about how he threw up in the car once or something. Maybe that was wrong.
Didn't you, Jason, were you the one that threw up watching Gates of Hell?
I think I was, I don't remember myself throwing up, but I remember it was
a bunch of
disgusting. Yeah, it was like a gag reflex just kicked in full force.
Gag.
Is that from eating too many vitamins on an empty stomach, or is that the wrong person?
Yeah, I thought I did that. Oh.
See, man, I know more about you than you think. You don't know what kind of stuff they've been talking about.
I forgot about that shit, you know? It's been away for a long time. You forget about all it. Yeah,
I didn't know about that one.
I had, I was taking vitamins, and I took them on an empty stomach. And I'm driving home on the highway, and my 79 Oldsmobile Cutlass with a broken frame. And I was working night shift, and I was living at my grandparents' house. And I started fucking getting sick because I didn't have anything in my stomach. So I'm throwing up while I'm driving. Nothing but just nasty bile in a freaking plastic bag. It was bad.
Did your mouth fish oil afterwards?
What's that?
Did your mouth taste like fish oil afterwards?
Oh, it just was, acid galore.
Right.
It was not fun. It's funny now, but not fun then.
Hey, Jason.
What?
Did you throw up on Baird's carpet? It was like a big pile and you were worried about C's coming home?
Yes, okay. This is the other throw-up story.
And then...
John... getting your information out of you.
You got me. You giving me my show prep.
It's like how you just read it verbatim without even like skipping a beat.
Yeah.
And then,
okay.
And then he wasn't even there.
And then there was you drank like 10 Tom Collins in a row, went home to your place and threw up.
That
your
was. Yeah. All right. So I got a lot of throw up stories. Jesus.
We all do.
But they were funny though, real fucking funny. The Tiffany's Cabaret, and I'm standing. It was in Metropolitan or Metropolis, that club.
Oh right.
Throwing up in the corner of the nightclub while there's strippers standing around Kevin and me and Vinoy, and I'm just blowing chunks over in the corner by this fucking plastic tree. Don't worry, the girls didn't see it. Kevin's like, don't worry, just do it.
Yeah,
don't go home. I go home, make it home, because I only live a block away. I live in the flats. And I was throwing up so bad, I was throwing up the bile from my liver and made a stain on the carpet. Kevin said Kevin comes in. I'm in the bathroom right off the front door. And I'm laying halfway in and half out of the shower. And the water's running. And Kevin just steps over me, takes a leak, and goes, I'm going to make some of your pierogies. Goes in my kitchen, cooks some pierogies. I crawl back into my bedroom, finally. And he comes in and goes, thanks for the pierogies. I'll see you later. Bye. Just leaves. I'm like, I could be dying of alcohol poison, and he's eating pierogies. This is pierogies. Sour cream and onions.
Man, I got to eat, man. I need pierogies.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason. Have you ever run across the roof of your apartment building pretending you were the crow and cut your foot open?
Yeah, I did that too.
You were pretending you were the crow? Were you drunk?
Yeah, I was totally drunk. I don't do any of that crazy shit sober.
Well, how about the craziest? Okay, well, I don't know. I guess this would be the craziest story. The craziest Jason Corbett, Donnie Anderson story. See how I got 12 minutes left in the live show. You were living with a female, like near 117th, and basically Jason was like, I got to get out of here. Got to get out of here.
This is the prelude to me moving down to Florida, not to Florida.
Right. This is the whole leading up to Florida thing. And, So he calls me one day and he says, hey, dude, help me get some things out of the apartment. I'm leaving. I'm going to Florida. I don't even know if that's originally. I can't even remember. I think you lived somewhere else for a little bit, didn't you, before you went down there? Because I know you didn't go to your mom's because she would have found you there.
Well, No, I stayed there for a couple of days at my mom's house. And then I spent the night at your house or whatever that one night. I don't remember. But anyways.
Right. I ran on a Sunday night board. Was it the game night?
Yeah, I don't know. It was the night before I was leaving, and I spent the night at your house.
Okay.
Got all high.
I remember.
Played Madden.
You were playing Resident Evil 2.
Yeah. All right.
Probably. Anyways, so Jason calls me and goes, listen, I'm moving, and I got to get a move on this because I got another question to ask Jason. So he goes, I got to get out of here, so can you help me? I had a truck, and he's like, can you help me get a couple things out of the apartment? And I'm like, yeah, sure, you know, no problem, I'll help you out, you know. And he says, the only thing is, Carol's going to be sleeping on the couch. I don't even know if you told me she was going to be there, but I don't even remember. All I know.
Yeah, she was sleeping, but she didn't know I was doing this. I was moving out just in the fucking middle of the night.
You told her, yeah, Donnie's coming over and I'm selling him my TV or whatever. You told her you were selling me your stuff and that's why I was coming to get it. Because
we needed money.
Right. I come over, all high, come walking in. I'm like, what's going on? You're like, shh, sleep on the couch. I'm just like, what? What is going on here? And he's like, she's sleeping on the couch. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. So we grab his stuff and we start moving it out. And I didn't even tell me then. I don't even think you told me then what if she knew. I was like, so.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, what's the big secret, man? Didn't you tell her? And you're like, oh hell no, I didn't. And I was just like, what? I was like, I'm thinking I'm like a target. And this chick was psycho, so I'm like, oh, I'm a target. She's gonna come find me. Be like, where are my things? Be standing over me with a knife in her hand or something.
She tried to stab me once with a plastic broken hanger.
Wow.
When I first moved into that house with her, and I went to a mushroom head show down at the Fantasy, and when I came home, Bailey was supposed to be there, so I went and met him down there. When I come home at like 11 o'clock or something or whatever, 12, Bailey was with me, and on my refrigerator in big red lipstick was, "You're a fucking liar." And Bill looks at me and goes, he's like, "You need to get the fuck out of here." Like, what the fuck is that? It was crazy, dude. She was nuts, man. We filmed the video. I'm sorry, go ahead. I thought you were done.
I interrupted. Never mind, go ahead.
Oh, I thought that was Jason talking. Okay, hey, fair enough. We did one of those home movies we did. We did the nuclear war one. We were trying to figure out, like, okay, you're the stone guy that's just sitting there doing nothing, and you're the guy that's freaking out, and you're the guy that doesn't believe anything, and blah 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 blah. And it's like action, and Jason's like, "Holy shit, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. I gotta call Carol," and everybody just stopped. And then we all looked at him. We all just started laughing. Like, really, if the world was ending, you wouldn't be calling her. Okay, we know the trick. The phone would already been ringing. You know. So. Jason, I have a question. I got one story to ask you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This comes from a request from one of our listeners. He's known as Notch. I think you can reach him You can reach him. At knowledge at 11:52 p.m. Oh, wait, no. That's just the way it's listed on the website. It says, "Have Jason tell the story about how he had to hide in the playroom because his girlfriend's husband came home early." Wow. Okay, you're really right. Go ahead.
That took me all the way to Florida, too, because I fucking messed around with some married women, too, down here. But anyways... Yeah, I was messing around with this chick on from what I met on the internet. She was hot. She was getting divorced. Husband was out. I came over her house, and I was in their living room and stuff, and it was like late that we're all making out and stuff. And all of a sudden, he pulls up in the driveway, and she flips out. She's like, "Hi," and she throws me to a playroom, and the door's locked, and he comes, and he's all wasted and stuff and starts fighting with her, and I'm just, like, freaking out, going, "What the fuck am I going to do?" They're standing outside the door arguing. I'm, like, right there behind the little playpen. I'm like, "What the hell's going on?" He goes upstairs.
Here we go.
He goes upstairs, and she went up there with him, and I'm like, oh, so she comes down, and she's like, "Get out." She leaves. So I had to get out, take off running down the street, get in my car, and drive away. Yeah, that was... messed up.
That was it?
Yeah, it wasn't that all spectacular. I didn't, get involved.
I mean, granted, I guess I shouldn't say when you're committing adultery with somebody, I guess I shouldn't say, "Oh, is that it?"
Right.
Adultery, I'm sorry.
Jason, like we haven't all done it, right, Jedi?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Right. Right.
Can do a whole nother short show about that, because I've got plenty of stories like that from down here in Florida. One that involves an act.
Blogradio.com. Go ahead, start your own show. That's what I did. Okay, so there you go. That's I don't know what else to cover. It's 5 minutes. Hey Jedi, who's Kanye West?
Who is he? He's a rapper, dude.
He sing?
Wait, say that again?
He sings?
Yeah, he's done a bunch of stuff. He's kind of Oh, I don't even know what to call him. He's like R&B more than rap, I think. You don't
like
you really.
Diddy?
Sort of. I guess so, yeah. He's put out like a bunch of, you know, controversial songs and everything. I can't think of one of his songs off the top of my head because I don't listen to him. I just know that he's like a big name in the R&B business.
Right,
I'm assuming
I've heard
he's all that stuff.
I know he's a gay fish.
Right,
and he likes to interrupt people when they win awards, albeit on a dumb award show that's not really, you know.
Well, that makes it even worse, you know. Why would he even bother to go up there, you know?
Right, that's true, true.
Douchebag.
Didn't I think about it? People want you.
Yeah.
You think that's funny, Baird? You think that's funny? Son of a bitch. Kevin writes in, he says, Anderson, you should talk about how when people help you move, you fill boxes one at a time and hand them to the people moving you. Ha ha ha. Don't be sad because you got, you know. No, my fault, I don't know. That's my, okay. Hold on. Kanye West, does he have awards? Is he like a big, I mean, I know he's a big name, but has he won a lot of shit?
I don't know. I think so.
He won a couple of Grammys.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he's an asshole. I'm just going to tell that to you. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm done with
yeah
that.
He
okay.
is.
So,
I'm not up to speed on Kanye.
That's all right. Neither am I. I mean, I know, I've heard his name, and like I said, I know he likes fish sticks in his mouth. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like when I pack and when I move, which I've done not too much. I mean, I'm pretty good at it, I guess. I don't want to pack anything the night before because I don't like pre-packing stuff because it's like, what if I need it? Then I got to try and find it.
Yeah.
So I will pack like stuff I know I'm not going to need, like my 3 Atari systems,
yeah.
you know, with all the cartridges. I'll throw those in a box and throw my Kiss figures in a box and
your toiletries.
You know. The what?
Your toiletries.
My toilet. Well, no, I need my toiletries. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't want to pack all the stuff. I think I need my TV. I need to have my TV, my stereo, computer. You know, and I always have all this stuff. And it's like, come on over, guys. I'll be like, come on over at noon. And then, like, I'll stay up all night before and not do anything, like be out partying and come home and sleep till 11:30. And then somebody calls me and like, we're on our way. And it's like, oh, shit, I didn't pack anything. So it's not, you know, it's not fun for everybody. Kevin's helped me a few times. He helped me move from Olmsted Falls to Maple Heights and made, that's the one he's talking about. That was when I moved out of the apartment I had with Clint over there in Olmsted Falls. And my brother, he was there for a little while too, but he helped me move from there to Maple Heights. He gave everybody who helped a CD that he created. There's only creations. There's only five.
Is it from Brian?
No, it's a mix he put together. It's Kevin Baird's Metal Classics, Volume 1. And then he said he was going to do Volume 2, and he never did. It was supposed to be like hair metal bands. But this one was like crazy, like Motorhead, King Diamond, Annihilator, Alice in Hell, Wasp. He like put crazy metal bands on there. It's a good CD. It's a good CD to listen to. Some of the songs you're like, I don't really want to hear... fucking, what's her name, Dora Pesh or Warlock or whatever the name of that band is. Oh, we are. Oh, we are, we are. You know, thanks. I appreciate it. But I got 90 seconds left in the live show, and I'm a terrible mover, and that's why I've done it by myself. This past time I moved into my own place, I had my one buddy come down that I work with, Scotty, I'm going to get him on the show one of these nights. He came down to help me out, and it's like I was freaking out because I was like, I need a truck, I need a U-Haul, and I never got it. And actually, I didn't even really need it because, hey, 60 seconds, I'm cutting it. Good thing I used to do stand-up comedy, and I know when to hit the light. And we filled up his car with what I had, and we filled up my car with what we had. We put the couch on the top of his car, and then we put my bed on the top of my car. And we just took off. We're driving down country roads at like 55 miles an hour. I got a mattress flying all over the place. Of a green, seafoam green Grand Marquis with a busted window so you can't shut it. And my hand's sticking out. I'm trying to hold the mattress down like I can, like I'm Hercules or something. It was a great time. It was a great time. That's why I move by myself now. Nobody else can. So the show's going to end live here in a couple seconds, but that doesn't mean everybody has to hang up because it still records the show. And but we, I mean, you know. So in 8, we're all going to say bye to the live listeners in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So anyway, too late. I probably should have added, or I should have taken away a number or two and given you a chance to say bye. But,
yeah.
So I'm a terrible mover. So I believe that's all I got for this week's episode. Now it's just us, but, like, people will listen to it later. So this is, like, bonus material. I wonder if I should do something for bonus material. Be like, you listen live, now listen to the rest later.
You're not trying to play music again, are you?
No, that was terrible. Didn't that sound like shit?
Yeah, it was like, you know, when you had your friend in high school that was listening to his headphones, and it was, like, really, really loud. you could hear it coming through his, like, little Sony Walkman coming through
right.
his ears. It sounded like that, like somebody was just sitting next to you with those headphones on, like, what's going on here? It was great because you were, like, faking the band and everything. Like, what was that?
Right,
you
sounded right.
like a bunch of, like, white noise. And like, to think at no end for supplying me this.
Yeah.
Everybody's
just
made
like, wow, crap. I'm not listening to that. I'm like, I probably totally do him a disservice.
Yeah. Like, well, I won't buy that album now.
Yeah, dude, don't ever do that again, all right? Don't ever play that again, please.
Good.
I'm sorry, man. It was a mistake. I thought I could do it, like, in my car, you know, when you're driving down the road. You ever do that with someone? You're just driving down the road, and they're like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm rocking out! You put your phone next to your speaker.
Rocking
the highway, baby! Yeah. Okay. Maybe it should.
Sorry, that just tickled me. No, that was funny.
That's good. So Kanye West an ass. Jedi, you play poker?
I like to. Yeah. But not online. I haven't done it online.
Yeah. They're a bunch of idiots. Don't do it.
Are you actually paying for it and stuff? Or are you doing like
No, I play the free games. I put $10 in the one account and I like doubled my money and I was like, oh, look at this. You know, if I keep doing this, I can have like a couple hundred bucks in a month or so or whatever. So I lost all my money the next time I played.
Yeah, that's the first mistake is thinking you're gonna get money. More money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I realized if I want to play in a tournament and be really good, do it right before my show. Because I was kicking ass. I was in the top 10 of all the... I kill myself. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
So,
you used to talk about video
what?
Poker back in the day, you know, playing it on your cell phone or something. You used to talk about playing, like, the poker games way back in the day when VGN first started.
On my cell phone.
Yeah, on your cell phone.
Every time I go to work. Every time I go to work now, if I ever go work for my brother, that's the first thing they say to me is, your phone gets shut off, don't bring it out, and you're not standing around playing poker. I'm like, shut up. You pay me to stand around. What am I supposed to do, just stand there? It's hard enough trying to just sleep while you're standing up.
Right.
Not that I can't do it. I mean, I can do it. It's just a pain. It's one of them jobs where you're just like, they're like, just hide, and if anybody finds you, act like you're doing something. Well, that's kind of hard to do when you're asleep. Because you can see somebody coming. You know, somebody comes up behind you, and it's like, oh, and you jump up. You're like, oh, just picking up this bucket. Just, shoveling. Where the hell am I? Good.
What are you doing now? Are you still doing the steel worker stuff? You said you did that for like a week, right?
I went back for a week. My brother had some work for a couple of days, and at the time it seemed financially smart to do it. And with the paycheck, it would have really set me up. But what happened was, since it was at the end of the month, last month, I went to the office at the apartment place, and I said, I'm not going to be here. This is my rent check. All I ask is that you just wait to the last possible time to cash it, because I just need to. If you can wait till like Friday,
mm-hmm.
that would be for me, so I could get a check and get it into my bank account. She's like, yeah, not a problem at all. I'm like, sweet, because I had like $80 in my account, and that was going to last me through the week. Well, the next day was the first, and guess who put my check through? Stupid. Overdrawn. Pow. I'm sitting there trying to, I didn't even know. I'm using money card that I didn't know that every time I bought gas with it, I was getting charged $40 extra.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, so, I used to work in a credit union over the phone helping people with that, so I heard so too many stories about that stuff. It sucks.
I mean, and that's another thing I always said. They're like, well, why don't you get the protection on there? If you get the credit line on there, that way if you get overdrawn, we will replace it with this money, and you can just pay that money back. It's like, I tried that, but you guys won't accept me with that program. And they're like, well, then why don't you take $100 and put it in this special savings program, and then that way if you ever overdraw, it'll take it out of that. And I looked at him. I was like, if I had $100, it wouldn't. I would need it in my account. You know, I'm like, I don't have who you think I am, but I don't have the money to, have a bunch of accounts. You know,
yeah.
I sling cheesecake. That's it. Sometimes I go to Cleveland and wear a hard hat. Banking, and I just. It's frustrating, all that stuff, because you just don't know. I went to a place. I'm so screwed right now, and that screwed me up. So that was like $150 worth of overdraft charges.
Did they refund it for you?
I'm sorry.
Did you try to get them to refund it for you?
You know how many times I've called these people to try to get stuff refunded? They have to have my. They probably got my picture and a like personal file. You know. He's used this line. You know what I mean? Because basically, they're going to say, "Hey, it's your bank account. You need to keep track of it," which is true. You know.
Let me tell you about a little trick called check kiting. What you do? No. You deposit your check into the ATM, and then
business finance part of Donnie's
right.
show.
No, I'm not going to give you illegal tips.
I was waiting. It wasn't, you weren't going to say leave a blank check in the thing, right?
No, you could do that. You know, what people do is, I'm probably going to screw it up, but like check kiting is like when you deposit, you know, because sometimes they give you like instant credit on stuff if you deposit it through a certain ATM or whatever. And then they'll take the money out of that and then go deposit into a different bank. And they'll keep like bouncing their check back and forth while they're like waiting for the different checks to clear from the institutions. And it's called check kiting. And it's like a crazy thing, but yeah, it's illegal and people get, you know, busted for that kind of stuff. But
you did not hear it here.
No, that's just
that's
if you're doing it now. Yeah,
don't do it. If you're doing it, don't do it. That's our public service announcement.
There you go.
You have to let us know about what it was so that we can know what we're putting down.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm so screwed. I went to go to one of these loan centers, one of these payday loans, where they're like, "We'll give you $500 for 2 weeks."
Don't do that, man. It screws. Yeah, that's the worst.
Well, that's the
yeah.
thing. That's the thing is, I went there, and I was like, because I mean, that's how desperate I was. I called. Shit, man. Every story I have leads into so much different shit. You wouldn't even believe it. I need a book. I went there because I didn't have the kids. I was like, all right, I got $3 in my pocket. I got like a quarter tank of gas. You know what I mean? I've gone through all my resources. I wanted to sell my guitar, but I just can't get up the power to do it. Thank God. And I went to this place, and I talked to the guy, and he was like, yeah, he goes, this is all you need. And I looked through the list. I was like, all right, I'll be back. I came home, and I got everything I needed except for a recent bank statement, because every bank statement I get I know sucks, so I just rip it up and throw it out and don't even look at it, because I'm like, I don't even care. It's just going to tell me how horrible my life is. And so now I was like, well, that's a sign. Now, see, that's my what I always talk about, or what I was talking about on the religion show of Midwest Wasteland, where I was like, there's something there that wants to help you. I don't know who it is. I don't know what it is. Blah 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 blah. We're not going to get into this discussion right now. But that's like one of those. That's like one of those moments where I was like, okay, that means that I'm not supposed to do that, so I'm not going to do it. And that's why when you guys were like, don't do it, I was like, don't worry. Not doing it. Yeah. I was like, so I'm like, okay, fine. Then I have to do it on my own. I got to figure out a way to do it. And then that leads up to this morning. I woke up and I was like, I called my boss at work. I was like, dude, I really need a shift. Is there anybody who wants to call off? Anybody who doesn't want to be there? He's like, I don't know. It was like 9:30 in the morning. Nobody was even there. He's like, I don't know. But you can call some people. He gave me some numbers. I'm calling people at like 9:30 in the morning, like, hey, can I work a shift today? And before he even gave me the numbers, he's like, why don't you just come in? He's like, just get dressed, come on in. He goes, you know, once you get here, somebody's going to be like, yeah, I want to go home. And I told, I literally told him, I said, you know what, dude, I would love to do that. But the fact of the matter is I have enough gas to get me from here to there. I don't think back without working. It's like I would need to have some kind of guaranteed money to make it just back to my apartment. Yeah. And he's like, oh, okay, well, here's some phone numbers for you. I'm like, all right, thank you.
Nice.
So I'm going to have a, I've been thinking about having a, what do you call it? A show, not a radio show, but like a live comedy show, like a fundraiser for me.
There you
go. A fundraiser for me. Everybody come raise funds for me because I'm broke.
You should do it at the same time as Larry does his like cancer charity benefit and just like steal all his people. All the people that would normally go to his.
Like, yeah, hey, I got it. Be like, hey, I got an idea. Why don't you people take half the money you were going to give to him and give me that half?
Yeah.
Half. Because I'm Don Anderson. And if you don't know me, you should.
Yeah.
People talk to me. So horrible. Such a terrible person.
Ugh. Maybe you have some Sabotage CDs lying around. You can sell.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, trust me. I've been looking at video games. I found an ad in the paper for a guy who collects records. He's like, I'll buy your record collection. And I'm like, I could sell him my records. And then I thought about it. I was like, I really don't think this dude wants my Striper Soldiers Under Command orange vinyl or my To Hell with the Devil vinyl. Or you know what I mean? Or my, I got crazy, you know what I mean? I got crazy autograph. I got my autograph Turn Up the Radio limited edition. It's like, what? Who? Autograph? Yeah, you know, Turn Up the Radio. Terrible. Is that my cat making a noise? Uh-oh. Kids are fucking. Son of a bitch.
How much does it cost for you to take care of your cat?
Take care of the what? The cat?
How much does it cost to keep your cat?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it's raining. I gotta go put the plastic over my car window because it's raining. My horrible life. Did I ever tell you about my horrible life? Supposed to get a new car tomorrow. So, but Don, how are you affording a new car? Did you ever hear that story, Don? How are you affording a new car if you can't even afford? I hear you, cat. There's a cat out here. It's like, dude, it's raining. I've been meowing. What the fuck? Go on, get in there, stupid. Get in there before I kick you. Too late. Ex-wife's
buying
me a car.
Woo-hoo.
So I guess it doesn't matter if I let the rain go into the broken window of my driver's side of this car because she's giving me a new one. But whatever. So what's going on, guys? Anything new? Anybody got anything they want to talk about? Show's still going on, I guess, basically, legally.
I'm thinking about joining the Air Force.
The Air Force?
Yeah.
You want to be like Tom Cruise.
Exactly, Top Gun.
Top Gunning it.
You're going to be like
Maverick.
No, I didn't. What?
It's a great movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. No, yeah. I need money, like everybody else, you know.
Right. Who doesn't need money, right?
I also want to freaking finish college here at some point in my life, so it's kind of like kill two birds with one stone sort of thing. That's the only big thing I've got going on besides looking for a job, so it's nothing much to talk about.
Right.
Start my band up again. Start playing. It's just
there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, you did start it up, or you're thinking about it?
No, well, I was in a band for a long time, for like 4 or 5 years, and like the last 2 years, it started to sort of fade away, but now we're kind of rebooting ourselves, so to speak, writing all new stuff. Yeah.
I remember seeing a video of you guys playing once. You were three.
Yeah, that was right. Yeah, we were like all instrumental progressive rock type thing, and so that's pretty cool.
Rush style, no?
Sort of, yeah, exactly. Without Geddy Lee.
a warlock singing for you. Don't get me wrong, I love Rush, but
yeah.
Whew. Got a little long on the tooth, if you know what I mean, or whatever they say.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Jason's moving back. What are you doing?
Moving back.
Band back together?
Yeah.
And
which band is that? The Chainsaws and Biscuits?
Not me. Jedi, I said.
Oh.
Okay.
Listening to the conversation, man. I'm just recapping what's going on.
I never mind. Whatever. Go ahead.
I thought you were talking to Jason too.
Yeah.
I thought you asked if he was moving out to Cleveland.
No, I said Jason's moving up to Cleveland. Jedi's getting the band back together.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Sorry, you cut out a little bit.
I have to reflect on phones.
Yeah.
So.
You haven't been disconnected from your own show yet, so you still have one more goal to push before you're
right.
Master being disconnected.
I haven't done what I'm known for yet.
Isn't that ironic how Larry replaced you as the guest and then now gets disconnected every show, just like you used to?
Right, only he's on computer. That's the fun. That's the messed up part. He's not getting attacked by wildebeest.
Right.
That was...
out there with the Amish and their tuning forks.
Mm-hmm. Children running around like little Jawas. It was crazy.
Look at me! Yeah.
They're ducking behind stuff. They're running from bush to bush. Pointing at you and stuff. They got hoods over their heads. You're like, what the hell is going on around here? I'm with Tony. I'm there with Tony. He's like, come on, Tony, let's go walk into that bar. And he's like, I don't really think we should. I was like, I need wood. Horse stalls.
Blah. Yeah. It just turns into a scene from The Wicker Man. All of a sudden, you're being thrown into a giant wood guy.
Yeah. Like, you never know what may happen. He's like, it could be like a house of 1,000 corpses. They could just be killers. Could just kill us.
A bunch
yeah,
of clowns.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, clowns, man. No way. If an Amish guy came out with clown makeup on, I just would have turned around and walked away. I would have been like, nope, can't deal with you. Bad enough, you're Amish. Don't like the clown makeup. But yet, I like Kiss. I don't get it. Or at least I used to.
That was pretty funny listening to your rant about Kiss. Okay, so that brings me up to this. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. You guys were talking about how Kiss is going on tour, and it's not the real Kiss. What did you mean by that? Is it like, are there two new members? Or I don't know what you guys were talking about.
There's Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, and there's two guys, Eric Singer, who plays drums, and Tommy Thayer, who plays guitar. Now,
back in the 90s, after Eric Carr died, in 1991, right around the time that Freddie Mercury died, so nobody gave a shit. So, but Eric Carr was like one of the classiest, awesomest, nicest guys you could ever meet.
And then, you know, everybody says that about dead people, but it's true about him because he was not like Gene or Paul, or he wasn't. You know what I mean? He was a good guy. He was. I've met him and I've hung out. I had an autograph at one time and I lost it. I fucking hated myself for it. When he died, Eric Singer took over for him, so he was a member of KISS during the end of the non-makeup days there. Tommy Thayer was in a band called Black and Blue back in the day, and he became, I don't know what it was, like some guy on their tour, like tour manager or the road manager or stage manager or something, you know what I mean? He was working for KISS. So they did the reunion tour with Ace and Peter. did the reunion, whole the reunion thing. Did a new record, Psycho Circus, where Ace and Peter they barely played on. It wasn't a great record anyways, but they hardly even played on it. So they did the Psycho Circus tour in 3D, and then they did the farewell tour. So in doing the farewell tour, after the farewell tour was over, which by the end of it they were only playing shows, the crowds were like 3,000. Ace, you know, they were like, Gene called up Ace after the tour and was like, okay, we're gonna go tour Japan. And Ace was like, didn't we just do the farewell tour? You know, the makeup, got everybody back together and did all that stuff. And Gene's like, yeah, sure. I don't know if this is the exact conversation, but give me a break.
It sounds like
it'd go like this. And Gene says, yes, we did do the farewell tour. And Ace said, well, then farewell. I'm not doing it. I'm done. You know, KISS is done. You guys did the farewell tour. That's what the fans wanted. You gave the fans. That's it, man. You can't cheat the fans like that anymore.
Yeah.
So Gene says, you know, Gene being the consummate businessman that he is, he says, okay, not a problem, Ace. We'll do it without you. So they signed Tommy Thayer to dress up like Ace Frehley to do the shows. So now there's this dude, Tommy Thayer, dressed up like Ace Frehley, which just isn't...
Yeah.
Ugh, it's not. It's a tribute band. So then Peter did a couple shows with him because Peter's fucking always broke, and they were like, we'll give you a couple, you know, we'll give you some money if you come and play these shows. Okay, I'll come do them. So he went and did them. And then after that, he was like, I want more money. I want more. No, that's what it was. They were like, Peter, you want to go to Japan? You're going to come to Japan? And he was like, I want so much money. And they were like, well, we're only going to give you this much money. He's like, well, then I'm not doing it. They were like, all right, take it easy. We'll find somebody else. So then that's how Eric Singer got back in the band. Now he dresses up like Peter Criss. Tommy Thayer dresses up like Ace Frehley. And then you got Paul and Gene. It's not Kiss. It's a tribute band. It's not. You know what I mean?
Right.
If they would have gotten those two guys in the band, taken off the makeup and said, okay, now this is Kiss again. Here we are without our makeup. That would be a different story.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually went to one of the shows with Tommy Thayer and Eric Singer. And granted, the music sounds great. They play way better than Peter Criss. And I can't diss my man Ace, but it sounded good, but it's stealing their image.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, it's just like they're stealing their image, then basically, like.
Right. It's not them, and I'm standing in the crowd. I didn't even watch. We were at Blossom, and I stood on the hill. And just, like, talked to people and looked around at us. And there's kids going, look, it's Ace Frehley. Oh, look, it's Peter Criss. And I'm like, fuck. You know, it's not. No, it's not. It's not them. But these kids, they don't know, so they're spending their money on all this stuff. And it's see, Gene and Paul, they don't care. They don't care about
the fact that
they just care about the people. Right. They just care about the people who they think, you know, were the true fans who stuck with them when they were down and out. I'm one of the people I hang out with, me and the people I hang out with, we're like the only people I know who ever liked music from The Elder. That's all I'm saying. Nobody's ever liked that record. I think it's a great record. It's a great record. It's ahead of its time. Ahead of its time. So
I'll take your word for it.
So yeah, Kiss is, I'm not, no. Everybody's like, when they announced that they were coming, I had a couple people call me or text me, and they were like, hey, Kiss is coming. I'm like, so what? Don't care. Don't care. I'm not going. Fuck them. That's what I say.
Good for you for taking a stand.
That's what I do.
I'd be pissed too if that was my favorite band and somebody was dressing up like them. Why they just?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they should have just like said, "Well, we got two new members to do this tour," and not try to make them like the old guys.
Right, and that's what they're doing. They're trying to fool everybody who doesn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, but I know. Oh, I know. I know.
Speak right through that. Yeah. Well, I'm going to hang. So thanks for letting me be on your show for so long. And
Oh, not a problem. I was just going to say I'm calling it quits because it's a long one.
Yeah, it is a long one. And
cool, though.
Jason, nice talking to you, man. It's good to
you too.
I talked to everybody but Rom. So I did talk to Tony for a bit. So Rom, the one I haven't spoken to directly. But, yeah, I'm going to go listen to yesterday's VGN or Sunday's VGN. So Kevin just unloaded it.
All right, cool.
All right, brother. Take it easy, guys.
Cool. Thanks for calling. All right,
man.
Yeah, later on.
Later. All right, Jason.
Yes, Donnie.
I told you you'd be on for an hour.
That's cool. Thank you very much. Out of your time.
You're even longer.
Huh?
So, are you going to the gas station?
No.
Smokes?
No, I'm going to continue playing Baldur's Gate.
That was funny, though, wasn't it?
Yes, it was funny. That was funny.
My little rant.
Yep. I laughed my ass off.
Did he smoke? He's going to the store. I
don't want to see that stick. I'm not going to go over it again. Go listen to VGN Radio, you fucks.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, hey. What? You got anything you want to end it out with?
Just thanks for having me out. I had a good time, and hope to do it again.
Fair enough. All right, then, hey, folks. That's the end of the show. Jason, then I'm just going to hang up on you.
Cool.
Here's what I'm going to do. Hold on. This is what I want to do, because I haven't done this to anybody yet, and I don't know when I'll be able to do this. So, hey, Jason?
Yes.
Did it work? You still there? Yeah, it worked. That's funny. That's a funny joke. Get it? Anybody? See that, Jedi? You were the only one I was trying to get off. I hung up on him. Okay. I'm going to be doing that from now on. So, hey, thanks for listening, everybody. It's been an hour and 24 minutes, roughly. I appreciate you listening to the show. I will schedule some more shows here for, of course, Tuesdays at 11 if it's possible. If not, I will let you know. And just keep listening to Tumbleweed. I will talk to you later. Peace.